This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Bringing you hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today's topic is... Do you want to say it? Do you want to blow your load? It's blowjobs. Guys, our topic today is blowjobs. I don't know what I was trying to do
really
there.
I got really scared because I thought that I did something wrong. When you were like, do you want to say it? I was like, oh my God, she's mad at me. I was like,
we talked about this. Do you want to say it? Like, no, I was trying to do like a tee you up. Like, today's topic is... That would have been better if I did that. Instead, I made like a weird like queef noise. Blowjobs. That's what I think they are. So we're starting with personal experience because I want to share that I was definitely one of those girls that thought a blowjob involved blowing at a guy's dick.
Great.
Due to a like misunderstanding inside of an opportunity where I could have learned. It could have been a teaching opportunity, but I was too busy trying to act like I already knew what a blowjob was.
Uh-oh.
It was like a slumber party.
Uh-oh.
And it was like... Would you ever give a guy a blowjob? And somebody braver than me was like, what's a blowjob?
And then
another girl
oh
took her into the bathroom to secretly tell her what a blowjob was. And the rest of us sat outside acting like, she didn't know. I totally knew. And then one girl said, yeah, it's where you like blow in a guy's dick.
Oh, no.
And I was like, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, like did that thing where I didn't know if she was being sarcastic or not, and I just gave a reaction that would be appropriate for either scenario.
Way. Oh, you're smart.
And I was maybe only a year of me like thinking maybe it was that, but not being sure.
Right.
Before I found out what it actually was.
I was scared that you were going to say like a guy asked to give you a blowjob and then you just blew on his penis.
A guy asked to give me a blowjob and then...
Is that what I just said?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Rachel, do you know what a blowjob is?
I don't know. This is all just a sham. I've never had sex. I'm a 29-year-old
You just
virgin.
Do very good research beforehand.
I'm just a good actor.
Do you have like a technical definition of blowjob? Because I didn't even think to get one.
Yeah, bitch. I've got this definition. It's the sex act of performing oral sex on a penis.
For also known sixth graders listening, what this means... is you put the blowjob in your mouth, you suck on it.
You put the blowjob
in your mouth.
You put a penis in your mouth and you suck on it. A penis or
what's
really
a penis?
A phallic.
We're a sham.
I know. We're doing great so far.
We can talk about like machines and cuckolding all day, but right. We come to blowjob and
like,
we forget what dicks are called.
I don't know. What's a penis?
Can I share another major misunderstanding I had?
Now it's just your live journal.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
I didn't actually have a live journal, so we're getting it in now. I also like thought for no reason that like it was against the rules to use your hands in a blowjob. Do you know what I mean? I was like, it's a mouth, it's oral sex.
Just go.
So, and like, I think it took me a while to figure out, like, I would put my hands like bestride him.
Like anywhere else but his
like
penis.
On the bed and was like, you can't. So there were definitely scenarios where you're like, his dick would like fall out of my mouth and I'd be like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And like, try to like,
get it back in there.
Without
what did
using
you think
my hands.
Would happen if you put your hands on his penis?
Like, I didn't think anything bad would happen. I just thought I was a terrified teenager, and this was like literally my like first and second blowjobs.
Right. If you were like,
but
a
how?
Pro,
but then
you would
like,
use your hands.
I think it was always scenario where like he was lying down on his back, so it was part about me being in like a semi push up position of holding myself up and be like, but how do I then also hold a dick while I'm holding myself? Ugh, God, the things
my God
that took us a long time to figure out.
I know.
So for our sixth graders listening, like, use your hands.
Use your hands. Your
hands are key in a blowjob.
Yeah.
You're going to want to work the shaft.
Yeah.
Almost tip in your mouth. 50-50. Come all the way down with your mouth. Like, back of your throat. Change it up.
Right.
Two hands, one hand. Get the balls in there. Make them nice and snug. Gentle with the balls, but a snug ball. Yeah. Sometimes guys like that.
Give them a little tug.
That's my move. I usually just hold the balls still.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, just keep them there. You want to know where they're at. You know?
Do I think I'm hilarious and no one else does?
I'm going to say, yeah.
I think that's the vibe right now.
Yeah. I find you hilarious most of the time. So
thank you. But not right now.
98% of the time. And no, right now I'm laughing. I'm with
you. Okay, good.
So a blowjob is also known as fellatio.
What?
Did you know that?
I did.
Comes from the Latin word fellar, meaning to suck. And now I just recently learned this term.
Okay.
Iramatio, which is a form of oral sex where a man thrusts his penis into someone else's mouth. In contrast,
oh my god, mouth fucking has a technical term.
Yeah, in contrast to fellatio, where the penis is being actively orally excited by a fellator. So the difference lies in which party
who's
is the
being
active.
Active.
Exactly. Isn't that interesting? I didn't know that.
I never knew there was like a Latin originated term for being mouth fucked.
Well,
that makes it like, that's funny because like I'm
one of the small victories of this podcast is we're, you know, informing people.
Is learning.
Educating.
Yeah.
Learning.
Educating. Not just the sixth graders, but ourselves.
Each other.
Each other. I have mixed feelings about that because I have mixed feelings about being mouth fucked.
Yeah, I know.
Like I generally am like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Right. Like, I like to be in control. I like to fellate.
Right.
And there are people bit of mouth fucking. Like, I get that it's hot. Like, I like to fuck with my crotch when I am being cuddling.
Right. But I'm moving. I'm moving around. I'm
squirming. Yeah, I'm moving. My hips are in. And so I get that actually, like, helps engage the whole situation.
Right. But certainly
but
no
I don't like
one's
to be, like, fucked.
Gag,
like, in the
getting
back of
gagged
the throat.
By my labia.
Because I will gag and I will eye cry. You're supposed to.
You cry.
Dick cry.
Yeah.
Just because in this situation, we need to be clear who's crying. My eyes will water if I take too much dick to the back of my throat.
It's true. You know, all of our bodies are different. Not everyone has the skills required for uramashio.
Yeah, I'm not like a super emotional person, but like my eyes will water when I like look at the sun too much or like when I'm being
you're
fucked
a crier.
Too hard in the back of my throat. You're no, I'm not
weepy,
a crier.
You're a weepy woman.
I'm an eye watery person, but not like a highly emotional weepy person. Because I think probably I should cry more
it's true,
in my
you've
personal
life.
Got
a cold,
life.
Cold heart.
I've got a cold heart, but my eyes have to water somehow, so they're going to do it when I'm getting fucked in the back of the throat.
It's when she's getting fucked in the mouth. Okay.
Do you I want found
some interesting. Oh.
Oh, I found some research. I found a great article in Salon.
Oh, did you?
.com about the like history of blowjobs.
Ooh, I would love to know.
So I'm going to share my favorite tidbit from this Salon.com article. I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
This is what's happening. A well-known French paleontologist by the name of who knows how to pronounce this, Yves Coppens, let's say, suggested that the famous Lucy, the first prehistoric woman, practiced a sort of paleo fellatio.
What?
But the first clear real traces of fellatio are from ancient Egypt.
Oh.
Ancient Egypt. Many of the more stellar examples are in the British Museum, where you find the famous myth of Osiris and Iris.
Okay.
Osiris was killed by his brother and cut into pieces. His sister Iris put the pieces together, but by chance, the penis was missing. An artificial penis was made out of clay, and Iris blew life back into Osiris by sucking it.
Wow.
There are explicit images of this myth.
Interesting. A lot happening there. We've got oral, and we've got incest.
Yes. We just worked some incest in there.
Yeah.
Because as we know, through porn, the history of sexuality has to include incest.
Always.
Of some kind.
It's better out since the dawn of time.
It always, incest always finds a way.
It's true. It's also was mentioned in the Kama Sutra back in ancient India in the first century.
Yes.
Which is crazy. Also, the Mochi culture of ancient Peru worshipped daily life, including sex act. They sex acts. They depicted fellatio in their ceramics.
Dope.
I found some interesting.
I know what you're getting for your birthday. Some BJ ceramics.
Honestly, I would
cry. A nice bowl with some blowjobs on it.
Literally, I would cry. My birthday's
coming
up.
If I knew where to get that, listeners, write in, but only say, this message is for Laura. Rachel, do not open. And let me know where to get some BJ ceramics for Rachel's birthday, because it is fast approaching and I don't have any ideas otherwise.
Oh my gosh. All right. So some other cultures in Cambodia and the Chinese and Southeast Asia and Thailand, some other places in India and Hawaii and other Pacific Islanders. It's briefly taking the penis of a male infant or a toddler into one's mouth was considered a non-sexual form of affection.
Oh,
or even
no.
A form of ritual greeting, respect, parenting love, or life-saving.
Isn't the taste nuts? In my mouth right now.
isn't that
I shall never forget. You've
nuts.
Ruined blowjobs for the next many people I give blowjobs to. Well, I'm now going to be thinking about children.
I know.
I hate this. Get me out of here. I want to unknow it.
Okay, here's another one. I'm going to double whammy you now.
Well, can I share
foxes?
The one thing I knew that was related?
Flying foxes.
You're not listening to me.
What'd you say?
I said, can I interrupt and share the one thing I knew that was related?
Oh, yeah.
Then, like, the Victorian era, like, just pre-Freud and pre, like, vibrators, like, governesses would, like, stimulate babies to, like, put them to sleep. Yeah. Like, they would work their genitals to, like, put baby boys to sleep and stuff. Different time. Like, a table leg was considered sexual, but, like, jerking a baby off wasn't.
Was cool.
Examine yourselves, Victorians. Yeah. Anyway, Rachel?
Yeah. Wow. Gnarly. This is getting gnarly.
We're here. We're in it. It is hairy.
Okay, so another fun fact is flying foxes have also been observed to engage in oral sex. One of the only animals.
So we're not the only ones. Because I definitely saw an article that proposed that humans were the only ones that did oral sex.
Nuh-uh,
but
honey.
Flying foxes.
Flying foxes.
Good on ya.
Sucking D's.
They figured out how to fucking fly, and they figured out oral sex. This is my spirit animal.
Okay, do you want to?
That's great. That canceled out the baby jerking.
Okay, good.
Like
right.
This is, I'm back on cloud nine.
Right, flying foxes. It's your spirit animal for sure. I see that in you. Okay.
Thank you.
So, some quick facts. I did. There was a fun little thing on Pornhub Insights about the long and short of it. Just basically like what people are watching longer and what people are watching shorter in a session.
Oh. Okay.
And So hand job is watched 17% longer than blow job.
What?
Interesting, right? So the normal amount of time people have like a session, which I'm assuming is like a video open, like a tab open, is around 9 minutes and 20 seconds. And categories or videos in the category blow job are watched around like 7 minutes and like 40 seconds. So people watch blow jobs for a like less amount of time. And
I would argue, wait, it's actually like a less amount of time or proportionately less amount of time. Cause I would argue that blowjobs tend to be longer in porn than hand jobs. And it might be just like attention span in general. Do we have that info?
I don't know if it's, I think it's,
do you agree that like blowjobs are most often longer? Cause I think they're just like a more popular thing that people want to watch.
Yeah.
Or like men certainly.
I think maybe
like,
it's by
a blowjob will go on for fucking ever in so many porns.
Right. And I think that's why people, well, I don't know if it's because it's successful or people are bored and they find another video. That's my question.
Yeah.
You know, like they're watching videos in the category blowjob.
Yeah.
But like videos in the category handjob, they're watching for longer.
Shorter. Watching longer than they're watching blowjob.
Right.
I fully skip a blowjob.
Oh, I know. We've talked about
this
many
times. I mean, this is an
interesting
search term because I fully skip a blowjob. Yeah. Except for, as I think I have said before to you, when I'm like looking for the latest. Like,
right.
I'm like, what's hot in blowjobs right now? Like,
I got to up my
tricks. Let me just make sure I'm still doing this right.
Yeah. I got to
reassess
my tools
and
my
history, my storied history of deep misunderstanding about what blowjobs are. I'm now like, let me just make sure it's still this.
Yeah. Now you want to be a professional. I
can I tell you the story of the first blowjob I ever gave? This is all about me and my experiences today. So my friends and I got really wasted, and my friend and I like secretly had a crush on the same guy.
Mm.
And we went into like a wooded clearing, because this is Colorado.
It was outdoors.
To like drink and flirt. And mm-hmm. I like told her to take a walk because I was being flirty with this guy.
Uh-oh. You're like, hey, bitch, do me a solid.
Yeah, I was like, hey, do you think you could take a walk? Like, what a fucking bitch. Like, what a terrible thing to do to a dear friend.
Yeah.
And I like started to go down to this guy, but like not before doing something ridiculous, which was like trying to unzip his pants with my teeth. Aborting that mission and then just like doing it with my hands and then going down on him before my friend threw a handle of cinnamon whiskey or rum, something cinnamon, at my head, hit me in the head, like while I'm going down on him.
You're sick, sucking a dick.
Great arm. She's a superior athlete. And I just started like laughing. And then we like got into a really
crying,
bad fight
and, like,
screamed
and that's where all the crying
at each other in the street. So suffice to say, he did not come.
Wasn't successful.
And
maybe that's why you cried.
We're still friends
trauma.
To this day.
There's trauma attached to it.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was a great first blowjob, right?
I learned a lot. My first blowjob that I gave
namely,
was...
like, do it in private.
Yeah. My first blowjob that I gave was also outdoors. It was in a wooded
high
clearing.
School.
It was in high school. It was in the middle of the day. I had met my lover at Caribou Coffee in Rochester, Michigan. And we
you
went
met your
for
lover
a
in
stroll.
The wood outside Caribou Coffee.
Yes, we went for a stroll in the open air, and he took me to a wooded clearing where we laid each other down on the grass, and I flated him, and he came in my mouth, and I was like...
So it went well.
It went
How
well.
How long did it take? How long was your first blowjob?
It wasn't long. I'll tell you what. I was surprised. I was like, wow. And
I mean, you were teenagers. Those poor boys don't know what to do with themselves.
You could just like I could have actually blew on it and he would have came probably. But yeah, I just remember afterwards being like so struck at like what cum tasted like. Like I was like, you guys, it tastes bad.
Yeah. No one like, told you that like, beforehand?
Well, I didn't know it was going to taste like that bad. Like I thought it would be like kind of like spit, you know? But I was like, it literally, I kept trying
Even
to describe
spit
it.
Spit doesn't like taste good though. Like the texture to begin with is like tough, you know? Like,
but I was trying to describe it to my friends.
What can you even compare it to that has that texture? Like thick soup? Like,
yeah, it's gross. I kept trying to describe it to my friends and I was like, it's like liquid tortilla chips and bleach.
Yeah.
That's how I described it. It tastes
like liquid tortilla chips and bleach.
Which, like,
man,
honestly,
that does sound particularly.
Still holds up.
Like, not great. It does hold up. That sounds like extra not great cum, though. Would you say that he had, like, particularly. I mean, was it, like, average tasting cum now in hindsight, or was it, like, bad compared to others? Because, like, the bleachy thing is, like, a specific kind of cum, I think.
The bleachy thing is, I would say, predominant in most of my experiences.
Yeah, I mean, most has, like, a hint of it, but some is, like, saltier.
Yeah.
I also just, like, these days really try to, like, take it to the back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. I'm like, oh, if
like,
they're
everybody
getting
in
close,
the back. Get down there.
Yeah, I am fucking opening up the gullet and praying to the Lords. I'm hoping they're shooting the, you know.
Yeah.
For the back,
shooting straight
back
and shooting a relatively light load. I could take a light load.
Shooting for the back row.
Yeah. I will sometimes like let a little out and like work his dick with it, but then I don't like necessarily eat that. I'm just this is here.
I tried,
and you can clean it up later.
Sometimes. I mean, if it's like I don't mind the taste or if I like, love the person, then I'll like lap it up, you know?
But, yeah. I will make a point to enjoy his cum if I enjoy him.
Exactly. But
we
I'm not
don't
out here
really
in the streets.
Enjoy it.
I'm not out here on the streets like craving cum, you know?
Yeah. No.
It is
that hasn't happened
an
for me yet.
Interesting taste. Do love sucking a dick though.
Yeah, I enjoy giving a good
I love giving blowjobs, but I don't like to watch them in porn.
Yeah, I only like giving them like genuinely out of like giving of his pleasure and like it's always just like a great way to set up sex and like lubricate everything and like
I get turned on giving a blowjob.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I know some people who like fully we actually had a fan write in and say that she came from giving head to her partner.
Really?
Yeah. I was fascinated.
I I need more information.
I know. I was curious as well.
Yeah.
To each her own, and if that is your specific pleasure, like, that's impressive, and that I'd say that's something to be, like, grateful for, because sometimes sometimes blowjobs are a chore, and we'll get into this when we discuss these particular videos.
Right.
But, yeah, I do generally, like, enjoy giving a blowjob. There's sort of a cap on, like, okay, we'll move on to something else.
Yeah, like,
but,
my jaw hurts, like, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, I'm just too horny now, and I need some, I need stimulation.
Yeah, I want to get involved now.
Right.
Do you have more facts for us, or should we do this?
I do. Blowjob and anal are by far the most discussed sex positions or acts in Pornhub comments. If you like search for like the what people are talking about in comments, those are the top two. But blowjob is quite far down on search terms. It's around like 45.
Mm-hmm.
45 to 50, it falls in between there.
I feel like it's a given that most like standard porn has one in it, so it makes sense to me that it wouldn't be specifically sought out, because it's like a 2-for-1 deal,
right?
You know,
And also in Malaysia, fellatio is illegal.
What?
I know, crazy, huh?
Why?
It says the
is,
law
like, premarital
is
sex
enforced.
Illegal.
Yeah, it's.
I don't know anything about Malaysia, as it turns out.
Yeah. Well, it says it's seldom enforced, but it's under, I guess, 377A of the penal code. No pun intended. The
penal
introduction
code.
Of the penis into the anus or mouth of another person is considered a carnal intercourse against the order of nature and is punishable with imprisonment of 20 years maximum and whipping.
And whipping?
I know.
Okay.
Kinky.
This is an archaic law.
I know.
I'm curious what the, like, religious influence there potentially.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Because presumably even inside of, like, a marriage, like, this is any sex partner of any sort, you can't have their dick in your mouth.
I know. Crazy, right?
We should go set up shop in Malaysia and, like,
we gotta talk
market.
To some people. We need to talk to some people. Who's in charge?
Oh, I was
here?
Saying that there's like a black market business opportunity because, dear God, like,
that too.
People got to be craving blowjobs over there if nobody's allowed to do them.
Right.
Anyway, that's sort of a backwards way of thinking about everything. Should we do our showdown?
Give it to me.
Search term showdown.
Pew, pew, pew.
She sucks her while she talks to her boyfriend on the phone.
She sucks her?
Yep. Incomplete sentence, I think.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's that person's pronoun.
Yeah. But it's not a blowjob. It is a blowjob from the thumbnails.
Yeah.
I think it was meant to be like, she sucks him, or she sucks me.
Yeah.
Or she sucks his dick.
Yeah.
While she talks to her boyfriend on the phone.
Maybe
confusing.
That's a gender pronoun. I don't know.
Confusing. Yeah. I didn't mean to like diminish which pronoun it could be. We're now like super concerned about being woke because we have fully backed ourselves into multiple corners here. But I just think it was like the wrong title for what was happening.
I get what you're saying.
Like, this is not a progressive porn where like the gender and the anatomy like may or may not be presumed. Like, this is just a standard porn with like a total mess of a title. Next we have 5-hour amateur facial compilation.
5 hour.
Yeah. 5 hours. And that was the length of it.
Ooh.
Who on God's green earth, and this is coming from a person who watches far too much porn
in
her personal and professional life.
It's so true.
I am baffled by the notion that someone would need
5 hours.
5 hours of facials.
Of,
like, this isn't even
sex
acts. The blowjobs.
It's
this
just
is
the
just
facials.
The facials. I mean, presumably, like, some sucking happens in there.
Yeah.
Like, that is a fetish. And in a special way. Like, that is commitment. And I am confused by it.
I am blown away.
And I hope that your life allows the time and space, if you need 5 hours of facials, that you can find those.
Yeah.
That you can make room for that. I hope you are working and eating and doing all the other things.
Getting
in your
daylight.
Life.
I don't know.
Yeah, because like, are you jacking off the whole time?
Yeah, I can't imagine.
What are you doing? I have questions for who this is for.
Yeah, me too.
Next one.
Yep.
Throat destruction.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
We had to destroy a bitch. Yeah. We had to make some eyes water.
Yeah.
We had to destroy a throat. This one is fun only because of just a weird detail.
Mm-hmm.
Described video, Kim Kardashian sex tape with Ray J.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we're all familiar with Kim Kardashian sex tape with Ray J. I've never watched it.
I haven't watched
the whole thing. I've collected the thumbnails.
Yeah.
You know, much of you what I would gist. Expect.
Yeah.
But described video is part of the title.
I wonder what they were trying to get there.
Like what? They're like, the video everyone's talking about, but instead the like branding and maybe the translation is bad. And it's just like described video. Like as promised, Kim Kardashian sex tape. Like that's the best I could extrapolate from that.
Yeah. Hmm.
Next one. Suck of the Irish. That one I had to give real props to. Love a good play on words.
Me too.
Suck of the Irish.
Suck of the Irish.
Suck of the Irish. Cute teen swallows cum in high school dugout.
Oh.
So that one just feels nostalgic. Yeah. It actually feels like a throwback to, frankly, like both of our first blowjob experience. It wasn't a wooded dugout, per se.
Yeah.
But it was a high school dugout. There's nostalgic vibes. There's just Fast Times at Ridgemont High vibes.
Sure. Honestly, if it's the right porn, like, I'm turned on.
Same.
Yeah.
It looked like potentially promising.
Okay.
Assuming she's legal. Who cares? Facial on teacher inside classroom gets in her hair. Huge facial.
Honestly, like, that ruined her day.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks like she had nice hair, too.
Yeah.
Looks like it was to, like, take a whole thing to, like, get it out of there.
Right. And now she's just got, like weird, like, hard, starchy hair. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about, like, something about Mary.
Yeah. And Rachel, I do know.
Yeah.
When I tell you I know, I know.
Oh, it sounds personal.
I've had cum in my hair, everyone. That's Laura what I'm getting at.
Sucks a dick or two. To be clear.
And sometimes it gets messy. Yeah. I try to send them to the back, but they don't always. Right. Things happen. Next one. Deep throat face fucked for tied up skinny slut fuck toy gagger.
Whoa.
There's a lot there.
There's so much. I don't even know how to unpack it.
Deep throat face fucked for tied up skinny slut fuck toy gagger.
This is again like what? How many terms can we put in this video so people it comes up on their search?
No agreement on like who's what. Like no parts
no
of
idea.
Sentences that make any sense.
Yeah, I know someone is skinny. That's all I got from it. And she's also a slut. I'm assuming.
We're told she is.
Yeah.
She's a skinny slut fuck toy. Yeah. Gagger. Face fucked, four tied up, skinny slut fuck toy gagger. Just get it all
it's
in there.
It's almost a tongue twister.
It is. I warmed up for that one.
Yeah. The tip of the teeth.
Tip of the teeth, the lips, the tongue. Speaking of blowjobs. Last one. Yum yum dick. Oh, I fucked it up. God, I gotta do more warm up.
Okay.
Here we go. Yum yum dick persuaded him to fuck me in the throat.
I'm gonna assume persuaded that there wasn't him. Much persuasion needed.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of pushback on that proposal.
Yeah.
Persuaded him to fuck me in the throat. Thank God.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Hard to come by.
Yeah.
These dicks
she
to
was,
fuck us
she
in the
was
throat.
Aching for it.
She was aching for a dick in her throat.
She really had to persuade him.
Woof.
She gave a good argument.
Should we take a little break?
Yeah, let's take a little break before we get into our reviews. That sounds good to me.
Be right back.
Cool.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back.
Wow.
Do you want to do Around the World in 80 Days? Whoops. Around the World in 80 Ways first?
Yeah. I feel like you're itching to talk about it.
I am.
Yeah.
I am itching to talk about it.
Okay, so the first vid we're going to talk about, Around the World in 80 Ways, Stoja in Belgrade. 2015, directed by Stoja. This is part of the series that she had where she was just literally around the world and filming porn scenes.
Yeah, brought her friends in. I love this series.
Yeah.
Because it's so like human and
very
like
raw.
Fun. These are all like her friends. Mm-hmm. It has an amateur vibe, but these are all professional performers.
For
so,
sure.
Like, it feels like safe and it feels like believable. And like, I watched a different one. I forget who the guy was in it. My apologies. But where like they started fucking and then like somebody was like banging on the wall. So they like switched rooms. Like they switched hotel rooms because somebody presumably was like, stop fucking at 2 p.m.
Oh, shit.
And they kind of had a laugh about that and started fucking again.
Yeah.
And I just like enjoyed that it was like, we're just having a nice time. We're being playful with each other.
Very human. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is very much like the tone of this porn featuring Stoja herself and Mickey Maude.
It's true.
Who, as you know, if you're a true fan, has been
Laura has
on the show.
Yeah.
I met him in real life and he was lovely and very well spoken and very kind and intelligent and great. And it makes it all the weirder for me to like now watch him get his dick sucked for 20 minutes.
Right.
But you're great, like,
that's
video.
My friend.
That's my friend. I know him.
You know him. Yeah.
There he is.
Still hot, though.
Yeah. Yeah. So this video, like, opens on Stoja. Just, she had come from another shoot. And was, like, a little beat up. She said she did her own stunts. I don't know what she was shooting, but she had, like, bruises and was sort of, like, tired and grungy. And she was like, so, as in real life, maybe what I'm going to offer is to, like, cuddle and see how you like your dick sucked.
Yeah.
And
she was
so
like,
they do.
I don't want to take off my panties, so I'm just going to do that. Which I loved.
Yeah.
I thought that was so great that they kept it in, that she was like, I don't feel like doing this, so this is what we're going to do instead. Which is great because, like, that's real life, you know?
Yeah.
That's 100% real life. Like, if you don't feel like doing something and, like, you know, it's nice to, like, have, like, actual porn performers be like, I don't feel like doing this. And, like, yes, I'm here with, like, a fellow porn performer and, like, he's not going to be, like, forcing me to do something or, like, I feel obligated to do it, you know, like,
yeah,
regardless.
I'm gonna check in and see if that sounds cool to him, and he was like, a blowjob sounds real cool,
yeah,
like, let's do it.
Right.
And this is it's lovely. It's some real talented, like, dick sucking. They kiss for a minute and then she goes down on him. She's clearly very good at it, has a great facility. She uses both her hands. Lesson from sixth grade.
She's
getting her hands in there.
Both classic double hand move.
And this is a long ass blowjob.
It is.
Like this.
Which I appreciated. I mean, if you're like, if you're just gonna use your mouth and your hands, like, it's gonna take some time, you know?
Yeah, it was reassuring to me because I've been in all kinds of situations, like some where like I start going down on a guy and it's like over. And I'm like, whoa, all right, cool.
Pat myself
and other situations where it's like a healthy few minutes.
Yeah.
And maybe in that situation, like, I know I am taking him to completion as opposed to like, I'm going to suck your dick and then fuck you, you know?
Right.
And this is it's like fully a 20-minute blow. It's a 20-minute video and there's only like 2 minutes before she's sucking his dick.
Exactly.
So it's a long
and it's still edited, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not and one full.
I mean, it's a pretty continuous shot, but there are, like, some
Some small edits,
cuts in there. But yeah, it was like, you know, it was like reassuring, I guess, because I just was like, well, Stoya's clearly talented at sucking dick and it's still taking a while. Like, mm-hmm. I do the stupid thing. Of course, like, we want men to last a long time. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, if I'm giving a blowjob and it's taking a while, I'm like, am I bad at blowjobs? Yeah.
Like, or you're like, oh, my jaw hurts. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you just, like, kind of want it to be done because yeah. there's only so long you want to give a blowjob before it becomes a chore or becomes exhausting.
Yeah.
But yeah, she uses her hands, like... Mm-hmm. She does some stuff where she's, like, really working the head of his dick and then, yeah. like, working his shaft with hands. And then she, like, gets into a place where she is, like, working his dick crazy fast.
Yeah.
I mean, this has to be, like, partially why Mickey is essentially a star is, like, yeah. I don't think he gets off easy.
Yeah.
And I even was, like, I wonder if he's one of those guys that, I don't know if you've encountered this in your personal life, Rachel, and I hope you have, but, like, some guys are a little uncomfortable coming without their partner, like without the woman, that like,
oh yeah,
I've definitely been with guys who a were like uncomfortable just coming and being right. like the only, like I'd like requested from partners like I want to watch you jack off, or like yeah. I just want to suck your dick and have you come, and they've been like, actually that's like hard for me, like
yeah.
I think in some cases a combination of like feeling like they were on display but also like feeling selfish and feeling like they wanted me to come first or with them or also.
Yeah.
So I almost wondered if like that was part of it for Mickey, or if
yeah, maybe.
He also just has like a long.
Yeah. It just takes him.
Takes him a minute.
Right.
He's got some trajectory on him. He's got
well, sure.
Legs.
But I mean, it's also like 20 minutes isn't that long. Like if you're like having sex with someone, right. and you're having sex with someone 20 minutes. It's like, I would be disappointed, I think, you know?
Well, yeah, but like when you're having sex, you're like pausing, you're switching right. it up, you're slowing yeah. it down. Like he's often in control. So when he's close to coming, he's stopping himself a lot of the times, you know,
right.
like I think a lot of guys are like trying to control
yeah.
what they're doing. And this is just her giving him like a vigorous blowjob.
Yeah.
For 20 minutes. Like she is going for it. It's not like she's like super slow for most of it. Like,
no, like she's going,
really
she's,
sucking his
and
dick.
And she's also like really like just checking in with him, too. Like,
yeah.
I love the moment when she's like, it looks like your asshole,
butthole.
Like, contracts, like, when
yeah,
something feels
like,
good.
Yeah, sometimes your butthole tenses up when, it, like, does it do that when there's something good? And he's like, she's, yeah.
Yeah. Which I loved.
I also just, like, love that little bit of communication. Yeah.
Me too. I loved because that's, like, this whole thing, I just kept writing, like, this is what real sex looks like, you know?
Yeah.
And sounds like.
Yeah.
And when he's like, yeah, 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 like, just like that, you know? And
yeah.
there was, like, an awkward moment, like, when she, like first, like, takes out his dick and she's like, oh, a penis, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I'm so glad that they cut that in because, like, even, like, porn stars, like, you know, like yes, they're professionals, but, like, they also have, like, real sex, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I loved.
Yeah.
But I also, like, personally resonated to the asshole clenching thing because that is something that I do.
Yeah, I think a lot of us do. Like, we essentially, like, we, while you, like, have to stay relaxed, like, your body, like,
just tenses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
those muscles, like, activate and, like,
right.
seizes when you're close. There also was a phase where she was like, I was like, oh, he's going to come. Like, she kind of started, like, making noise because I think she sensed that he was getting like even
yeah.
more into it, and
yeah.
she was like intensifying what she was doing, and then it like went on for another 5 minutes where I was like, holy shit.
I know, I almost was like, is she like kind of like edging him a little bit there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I
it's hard to tell
something...
without being like inside of it, but it,
yeah.
it seemed like it could have been.
Yeah. I loved just like we've talked about this before, but I love watching like someone like a rigorous like hand job.
Yeah.
It's so hot to me.
Yeah, she had some very intense pace
yeah.
there.
I think it's because, I don't know if it's like, it looks like there's like, again, like the mix of like pleasure pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And like, I just like also like hit his toes were like curling. Like his
I was
going to say,
yeah, his
off.
Toes curled.
I
yeah.
love that. Like that was so hot to me. Like I want to see
yeah.
someone like really enjoying themselves. And like
the pleasure.
He was making moans. And I was like, this is turning me on. Which I never
also,
expected from like a blowjob video.
Yeah, also he comes and...
Mm-hmm.
Fuck my autocorrect. My notes say he cuts and then she keeps going for like
yeah.
several minutes.
Yeah.
Like, and I know some guys like love that. Like
yeah.
some guys, when they come and you keep going, they're
right.
like, ooh, like
yeah.
into it. And some guys will like fully push you
right.
off. Like, no.
Yeah.
Like I can't, you know, which I think is just like a full blown like physical distinction between
yeah.
like,
yeah.
different ways
she also like
come.
Like kisses like the tip of his dick at the end.
Yeah.
Too,
she does like a really sweet kiss. Like,
I know.
Yeah.
And I just like love the interaction at the end when like she's like covered. She's like, I'm covered in like bodily fluids, you know?
Yeah.
And
Because it's like, yeah, we've all been there where we're like, I need a towel. Like, what do I do with this gross, like this hand? Like, it's covered in spit and cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just and spit takes a turn. Really spit in open air can start to smell gross.
Oh, yeah.
You, like, brush your teeth right before you suck that down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was just a lot of communication. Like, she was like, are you comfortable sitting like that? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Checking in. You got to check in.
This is wonderful. And I can't wait to watch, like, more of, like, the. Around the World in 80 Ways.
Was this the first you'd seen of the Around
yeah,
the World?
Yeah, this is the first time I watched.
It's great. Yeah. There's so much great stuff in this series because it's all just very casual and it's friends and it's like people who professionally fuck. So it's like good sex, but it doesn't feel transactional. It feels like recreational and extracurricular.
Yeah, I think the reason that I was like, I didn't ever watch it before is because I do like more production value sometimes. Well,
I do sometimes, but I also just like... to believe that the people fucking each other want to be fucking.
Yeah.
And that is the case in this one.
Yeah.
Like, it is, I think it's a great fit for anyone that likes porn that has an amateur vibe to it, that wants to know that it's, like, ethical. Because a lot of people like just to be like, these people are fucking, and I believe them. Like, and for it to be, like, sort of voyeuristic. And this is a little bit voyeuristic, although, although there is a lot of, like, conversation and check-in and like clear consent and stuff as opposed to it being like we caught these people fucking, but it's like it for anyone that likes that raw feeling, this is great. You know, this is a great series for that. And Stoya is so like lovely and hot, and like
I know she's incredible.
She has such a cool playful vibe around the stuff that she does that I really believe, you know, like I feel like I'd never feel like she's being taken advantage of, and it's so like sexy and endearing, you know.
Big fan. Big fan of both of those performers.
Well done, y'all. Maybe we'll get Stoya on the show someday.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Maybe we'll bring Mickey and Stoya back and we can talk about what it's like in, where is this again? Belgrade?
Serbia.
Belgrade, yeah.
Crazy.
Serbia. Crazy.
I know.
Should we talk about Secret of the Sauna?
Yeah.
So what this one's called Secret of the Sauna. Featuring Mira Sunset. This is our second blowjob video.
Yeah. And a
and what a treat.
What a treat.
What
okay,
a
so
mess.
This is from the Only Blowjobs channel on Pornhub. And it's called Only Blowjobs, Paradise for Your Dick and Balls. What a place.
My
that
dick
must
and
be.
Balls, thank you, Pornhub.
What a paradise that must be. So
we're in a sauna.
We're in a sauna.
And last I'm assuming place, that she let me just works. Say last place I want to give a blowjob because like it's hot, it's dry.
Right. Well, I'm assuming dry she's mouth. A worker at this spa sauna because she's got a notepad, she's got a pen, and she's wearing glasses. So if anything porn has taught me, if you have all three of those people or all three of those aspects, you're employed.
she's employed. She's gainfully employed.
Yeah. She
we
has
know
a
that
job.
Much.
Yeah.
I was confused though. Cause like, is it a glory hole that she knew about? Like, so
seemed,
she goes up
she
to this
shocked.
Wall
she
and she
shocked.
Like finds this piece of wood and is like, "What?" Like she has no dialogue, but she seems confused by it, and then like moves the wood and there's a hole, and then a dick comes out of it,
and it just like slowly like,
and then she sucks the dick,
like just like a cartoon,
just the most preposterous. Like
just
a
gross.
That I would be in my place of work. Discover a hole that I'd never noticed before, that a dick would come out of it, and that I would be like, guess I'm sucking it.
Immediately down.
Immediately start sucking the dick. And then proceeds
no questions
to strip.
Asked. Yeah.
She like unbuttons her shirt and like gets naked and like
pulls
touches herself
her skirt
while
up.
She's...
Right.
But she doesn't really touch herself. Like there's no commitment there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like
she's just
very
doing it
loose
for the camera.
Play where she's like sort of touching herself for camera.
She also just like spreads her ass cheeks just so that way we can see like up into her vagina.
Yeah, at the sauna she works at. She's spreading her ass cheeks because I love a sauna with good ass.
She's also wearing like
around.
The most ridiculous earrings I've ever seen. They're like,
oh, I miss the
there's
earrings.
Like four feathers on them and like jangly chains. And like as she's like sucking this penis, like moving her head back and forth, it's just like jangling. Like,
it's a sauna blow. It's
she's...
a sauna. Oh, fuck. I fucked up my own joke. It's a sauna blowjob, but make it fashion.
Exactly. Like it's like she's got two dream catchers on both of her earlobes and she's like jangling them as she sucks this disembodied penis. And there were so many times where just because of the angle, she kept trying to angle her face towards the camera, but then the dick would just pop out. So there's
the blowjob impossible. Oh, I can't do it.
There
it is.
Flopping out of her mouth, you know? And then she's trying to put it back in.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to rate, is this a talented blowjob? And I was like, I guess given the logistical challenge of, trying to give a side job, this harkens back to me as a sixth grader being like, how do blowjobs work? Maybe I'll rest my head next to it and suck it that way. Yeah. No.
She also
there's a better way.
Tries to do the thing that you talked about earlier where she doesn't use her hands. And it's like when you search for a straw and you went to the wrong spot.
Poke yourself in the eye with your
fish
own straw.
Around for
you've got a dick going up your nose because you can't get it back in your mouth.
She's
without hand work.
Fish around to get this penis in her mouth. Oh my God. And then at one point she goes and gets two little wooden step stools to stack on top.
Yeah,
so
which
she
were,
can get a
like, were
better
those specially
angle?
Crafted for the purpose? No,
I
those
no
are
idea.
Knee rests.
Oh, they're,
I just realized they're probably knee rests for a sauna.
Yeah, right.
But she uses that. Yeah, because they're really precarious. She stacks them on top of each other and they're
not secure.
Crescent shaped. And I'm you're just creating a seesaw. What are you doing?
But then she's like, I know this will get me a better angle to suck this in stranger's penis.
Yeah.
Also, when you think about the logistics, where's this person standing?
Who knows? He's on an apple box on the other side of the wall.
But then also shooting up through the ceiling because it's up so high. It's not at the normal level of someone just standing. It's up towards where the top of a door would be.
It's a really weird height.
Is he on a ladder?
They had to hide the glory hole and then they had to
so out of the way.
I mean, that is one of many logistical questions I have about this board.
So many. And then also, he just comes and we don't even know when or how. And it's
who
a weird edit. Yeah. It's just
what's
all of a sudden there's cum.
Is this cum safe? Who knows?
And then it's it's so viscous. It's thick. And it's just hanging like a piece of mozzarella cheese
soft
after
cheese.
You eat,
I was just gonna say
after you
melted
take
cheddar.
A bite of a mozzarella stick straight out of the fryer, it's just dangling from her chin, and I've never been more grossed out.
I'm not here for cum play. Others are. If you are, maybe check this out. There's better CEI and there's better cum play stuff. This just was
but
confusing.
It just looks, it's just for dangling there for so long while she's still sucking him off, and I'm like, wipe it off, wipe it. It's got to be uncomfortable. It's annoying me.
It's just sitting there,
tissue.
Waiting to drop and just stretching out.
Right.
Dangly do.
It's so absurd.
Was there anything you liked about this porn? I mean, she was hot, and I believe that, she knows how to give a blowjob when she's not being
clearly
asked to do it sideways.
She was
clearly she was really making a situation
super
work.
Hard. She was clearly sucking it super hard because she was every single time the penis left her mouth, it was it was a hard smack.
Weird pressure release.
Right.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, she's sucking this thing.
Yeah.
So no, nothing about this I found hot.
I wish I could get a blowjob someday just to know how much that matters. Do you know what I mean?
Me too.
How much does the pressure of the suck amplify pleasure, and how exponentially, or is it just as well that you just have a pretty tight seal on it,
mm-hmm.
and then otherwise, I also think that varies based on the guy. So I guess
they
it's
probably
for
feel
me to
really good.
Yeah, I mean, I think the same way pressure on a clit is helpful.
Yeah,
more pressure on a dick is the more pressure the better.
Yeah,
you know. Anything else about this one?
No. Who came up with this secret
Some
sauna?
Man.
Yeah, for real. So what do we think? Either
no.
of these going in? No.
I mean, I love Around the World in 80 Ways
is
already in my spank bank.
Right.
I have jilled off to other videos in this series.
Sure.
But this one in particular, just because I don't happen to seek out blowjob videos.
Right.
I certainly learned something.
Right.
You know, I was some techniques that maybe, this is what the kids are into. The kids being Stoya, who I think is older than me or about my age. you know, I enjoy that one. I did really like it, but it just doesn't happen to be what I like go off to.
Right. Agreed. You? Neither of these, but I do, it has opened my eyes up to the Around the World in 80 Ways. So now I feel like I should definitely watch more just because I'm a fan of her.
Yeah.
And I just like how raw and real it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved like how much they kept in terms of like the edit. But yeah, again, like blowjobs aren't really my thing, but I did like watching her jerk him off. Like there were parts of this that like definitely turned me on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great work, y'all.
Great work. It is work, you know?
Yeah. It's a job. It is a job. It's labor. It's emotional, physical work. Thanks for listening, y'all. I'm just trying to end. Sorry. I'm trying to get out of here. You're already drinking. I'm trying to get a drink. I'm trying to unwind from my day.
Okay, all right.
What were you going to say?
I said it is a job almost as much as working in a sauna.
Yeah, that comparable, you know? Dealing with the public.
Mm-hmm.
There's physical labor involved in both cases, I'm sure. There's probably paperwork on both sides. How much paperwork is involved in the porn industry as a performer?
That's a great question.
How elaborate are those contracts? Anyway.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. If you liked it, you should definitely smash that subscribe button. Leave us a comment. Give us 5 stars. We love hearing your reviews. Tell us what your favorite search term is or maybe your porn star name, which is, you know, your first pet and the things that your parents are most disappointed in you with.
Hey, women, men, and non-binary people. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good. For women, men, and non-binary people.
For all of you. We love you so much.
Thank you so much, y'all.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.